You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Autolite and its 96,000 dealers present Suspense. Tonight, Autolite brings you On a Country Road, a suspense play starring Mr. Cary Grant.
Relax, David. There's no hurry to get home.
Who can relax in this mess of traffic? There must be a wreck or something up ahead.
This keeps up, we'll get caught in the rain.
Yeah, looks like a big storm building up, too. Hey, remember that shortcut?
Which one?
Well, the little tarred road that goes across through Santa Marches and comes out on the other highway.
One we took last summer?
Yeah. I'll turn off there and duck this pileup. I'd like to get as far as possible before that storm hits.
Why don't you put out your hand?
Don't get mad.
Well, he cut right in front of me trying to turn into that gas station.
Maybe he needed gas.
Oh. Turn on the radio, huh?
Sounds like warnings to all residents of Long Island to be on the lookout for Nellie Goller, a middle-aged woman described as dangerous and insane. She escaped this morning from Restview Mental Hospital after fatally butchering a doctor, a nurse, and a ward attendant with a meat cleaver. This is the same Nellie Goller who a year ago murdered three persons on a Brooklyn street. This station brought
my mother-in-law.
Full description on our regular newscast, which
at least we aren't the only crazy people on Long Island. Why did you change it?
I don't want to listen anymore. Let's get home quickly, David. I don't like being out here with that woman running loose.
Uh-oh. Here's the storm. Roll up the windows.
In just a moment, Mr. Cary Grant in the first act of On a Country Road.
Amazing, Wilcox, amazing.
What's so amazing, Senator?
Your victory in the election.
My candidate's victory, Senator, the famous Autolite Stay Full battery, the battery that needs water only three times a year in normal car use. Why, everybody voted for the Autolite Stay Full battery.
You had plenty in reserve, Wilcox.
Reserve? Why, the Autolite Stay Full battery has over three times the liquid reserve of batteries without Stay Full features.
Didn't you campaign with fiberglass retaining mats?
Sure it is, Senator, because every positive plate of the Autolite Stay Full battery is protected with a fiberglass retaining mat to prevent shedding and flaking and keep the power-producing materials in place.
Why, your candidate is in for life, Wilcox.
A longer life, Senator, because the Autolite Stay Full battery gives 70% longer life as proved by tests conducted according to SAE minimum life cycle standards. So, friends, get acquainted with the Autolite Stay Full battery, the battery that needs water only three times a year in normal car use. See your neighborhood Autolite battery dealer now. And remember, you're always right with Autolite. And now, with On a Country Road and the performance of Mr. Cary Grant, Autolite hopes once again to keep you in suspense.
They put her to sleep instead of just locking her up where she can escape and kill more people.
Put who to sleep?
Woman they were talking about on the radio.
Oh, she can't help what she does. She's sick.
What good does that do the people who get chopped up with a meat cleaver?
I don't know. The laws were made before the doctors knew very much about the human mind.
I still don't know much.
Oh, I can see what it is. There's a roadblock up ahead.
What's happened?
I don't know. Cops all over the road.
David, I'll bet they're looking for that crazy woman.
Oh, I guess so.
I'll hold it a minute.
What's up, officer?
Just a checkup, folks. Anything in the back seat?
Only the blanket and the lunchbox.
We went on a picnic.
Yes, ma'am. Seen any hitchhikers?
No. Just traffic.
Okay. Move right along, please.
Are you looking for the crazy woman?
Move along. Let's go.
See you, ma'am.
He's busy.
What are you doing?
All residents and motorists on Long Island are warned to be on the alert for the escaped insane woman who is somewhere on the island. She is described as tall, broad-shouldered, gray-haired, and rather heavy. She may still be armed with a cleaver. 100 men are searching the area, and they're prepared to shoot on sight. Here's another bulletin on the case, which just came in. Just a few minutes ago, the decapitated bodies of an elderly man and woman were found by police near Center Marsh.
This will get us out of that traffic.
The bodies of an elderly couple have just been found in their car near Center Marriages on a lonely, tarred road. Police are certain they were killed by Nellie Goller, the insane woman now at large. Residents of the area are warned not to open their doors to strangers. Motorists are cautioned to stay off lonely roads and not to pick up any hitchhikers. All persons are asked to be on the lookout for this woman. Here is her description
again. They haven't caught her yet.
Better turn that off, darling.
I thought you wanted to hear.
That's enough.
She's believed to be armed with the meat cleaver.
This shortcut will save us a lot of time.
Turned off the highway.
Sure, I told you when I did it. We've come over a mile already. Save us a lot of time.
David, didn't you hear what the radio said about staying off lonely roads?
We only have to go across the other highway. It won't take long.
You sure?
Of course. We go past Center Marches, then take the left road and come out right by the highway bridge.
Center Marches is where she just killed those two people.
No. What can happen to us while we're driving? Besides, the whole island is full of men looking for this lunatic. They'll catch him.
Oh.
It's just a storm. Come on, quiet down. You're jumping.
Oh, I guess I'm silly. David.
What?
The gas gauge says empty.
There's still a couple of gallons left when it points to empty.
How long has it said empty?
Don't know. I'll get gas when we get across to the other highway.
David, I'm scared.
Relax, honey. Rain and wind always make you nervous as a cat.
I wish we'd stayed on the highway.
If I'd known you'd act like this, I would have.
Well, it's not my fault.
It's not mine either. I'm having trouble enough just trying to see through this storm.
David, let's not fight.
Driving through these burned-out woods in this kind of weather is enough to give anyone the willies.
Oh, goodness, it got dark so fast. Hardly see ahead even in the headlights.
There's something ahead.
Don't stop, David.
That's only a sign.
David, the crazy woman could be around here.
I'm not picking up anyone. I just want to know where I am.
Well, don't get out of the car.
I'm not. Calm down. Let's see. Send to Marge's address. Now, we'll take this road.
Center Marge. This must be the road where she killed those people.
Dorothy, please.
Sorry. Jumpy. Turn on the radio. Oh, this is a desolate place. We haven't even passed a house yet. Miles of woods on both sides of it.
It's so dark, we couldn't have seen one if it were there. This rain seems to be getting worse.
David, I'm just sure this is the road where that woman killed those two people.
Oh, now, stop that, Dorothy.
That's why the police had a roadblock by this road. The crazy woman might be any place in these woods.
But not necessarily where we are. Oh.
David, what's the matter?
Oh, that's fine. What a place to run out of gas.
Oh, no! David, you mean we're stuck here?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, for the time being, anyway. I'm sorry, dear.
That crazy woman is in the woods. She'll kill us.
She's nowhere near us.
David, quick. Turn off the headlights.
Why? Did you hear something?
David, I don't know. I don't know, but I'm scared.
Should have got gas.
Oh, turn off the headlights, please.
Why?
She'll see us if you don't.
We won't see her if I do.
Please, David, turn them off.
Oh, now, listen, Dorothy. Don't let this silly thing get the better of you.
Oh, look at the headlights. Poking into darkness. Nothing but wet bushes and trees. Rain falling. Please, David.
All right. There, now they're off. You feel better sitting in the dark?
And the thunder and lightning would stop. The rain.
Look, Arthur, there's no sense sitting here all night. It's only a few minutes past 10 o'clock. I'm going to walk up the road a bit. There might be a house or something.
You're not going to leave me here. I won't let you go.
Dorothy, we can't sit here in the middle of nowhere for the rest of the night.
We're safer here than out there. David, she's probably hiding in the woods. She's just waiting for a chance to kill us.
Oh, come on, Dorothy. Why should she be right where we run out of gas?
Why can't she be here? Please, stay in the car.
All right.
Lock the doors from the inside.
Why, what is it?
Now she can't get in here.
She's nowhere near
us. Oh, don't be mad at me, David. I'm so scared.
Well, if she's out there, she can easily smash the window.
Oh, don't scare me anymore. I know I'm acting silly. I can't help it.
Come.
Oh, David.
Oh, put your head on my shoulder.
Forgive me, David.
Go ahead. Oh, it'll make you feel better.
Isn't there some popular music?
Right now, it's search for the escaped insane woman who has killed five persons in fleeing from a Long Island mental hospital. Rain and darkness are hampering the search. Over 100 police are combing the wooded area near Center Morris's. It was near there that an elderly couple were butchered on a lonely, tarred road. In making her escape this morning, the mad woman killed a doctor, nurse, and...
Let's leave it out for a while, huh?
So quiet and lonely here. Wish it were morning.
Look, Dorothy, I'll run up the road. There might be
a... No, David, please.
I don't hear anything.
Where are
you? No, I can't. It's a dog. A little dog barking.
David?
Oh, I guess it's a lost dog. Maybe there's a house nearby.
Or the crazy one. She'll kill us.
Mr. Cary Grant with Kathy Lewis and Jeanette Nolan in On a Country Road. Tonight's production in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
Hey, Wilcox, what was your platform?
Why, the Autolite Stay Full battery, the battery that needs water only three times a year in normal car use.
Come on, Wilcox.
Well, we pointed out that the Autolite Stay Full has over three times the liquid reserve of batteries without Stay Full features.
Amazing.
Ah, but that's not all, Senator, because we pointed out, too, that the Autolite Stay Full gives longer life. 70% longer life, in fact, as proved by tests conducted according to SAE minimum life cycle standards. Then there's fiberglass retaining mats protecting every positive plate to prevent shedding and flaking and to give the Autolite Stay Full scintillating superiority.
How is your plurality, Wilcox?
Sensational, Senator. We got all but one vote.
Why, that's positively preposterous.
Sure is, Senator, because everybody's heard of the Autolite Stay Full battery, the battery that needs water only three times a year in normal car use. So see your neighborhood Autolite battery dealer. And remember, you're always right with Autolite. And now, Autolite brings back to our Hollywood soundstage Mr. Cary Grant in Elliot Lewis's production of On a Country Road, a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense. Out of gas.
don't think we parked here for the fun of it, do you?
Oh, such a desolate place to run out of gas. Stop. What does it mean? You can't just sit here. We gotta get away.
Oh, I'm not a magician, lady. I can't make gasoline out of rain.
Oh, you can't stay here the whole night. You hear me?
Let go of me. Nothing I can do.
Try something, anything. Don't just sit there. She's scaring me, David. Stop her.
Cut it out. Cut it out. You'll have us all in hysterics.
All right. All right, I'm sorry. Look, I got an idea. Give me your gun.
What for?
What for? I'll tell you. I want it. Give it to me. Listen to me. I'm all right, but I can't sit here all night. I go crazy. Give me the gun. I'll go. I won't be afraid of the dark, the noises, the feet following me. I'll go. I promise you. But give me the gun.
No, now sit down.
Please. I'll go. I promise. I can't stand sitting in the dark like this. Can't you stop her, David?
I told you to shut up. If you don't, you'll have to get out of the car.
Not into the woods again. Oh, you're nice people, aren't you? Or do you want me to leave so you can shoot me? That is, we're not going to shoot you. We don't have a gun. It's only a pipe.
Earth.
A pipe? A smoking pipe? Then you're unarmed.
Yes.
Why did you tell me you had a gun?
What difference would it make to you whether I'm armed or not?
I don't know you. Maybe you two are more dangerous than the crazy woman. I'll tell you what I think. I think you're the crazy woman. The way you grabbed David when you wanted him to start the car.
Nothing, stop it. Don't excite
me. Don't excite me? Why? Do you think I'm dangerous? An old woman you took into your car, two of you, and you're afraid of me?
I'm not afraid of you. Now sit back in the seat and don't try anything.
David, storm is coming. Maybe now is the time for what? What are you going to do? You two are up to something.
Oh, shut up! My wife meant now is the time to go for help.
I did not. I meant now is the time for us to escape. David, can't you see it? She's the one. She'll kill us. You little...
Oh, stop it. Sit back in that...
You haven't got a gun.
No. But I've got a knife.
David!
My jackknife. But it's sharp and strong, so don't try any tricks.
All right. Threaten me. Watch me while that woman is out there. All you can do is... wait for her to make the next move. She can kill us like that old man and woman. Must have been on the same road. They were in their car, too. They must have let her in. We'll leave then. The three of us will walk. We'll stay close together. We'll be quiet. Anyone hiding in the woods won't hear us. Don't get out of the car, David.
Oh, how will we find our way? It's too dark.
We'll find our way.
Look out there. The road's full of shadows.
Get her out of the car, David. She wants to kill us. Hey,
well, look, if you want to go, why don't you leave? We're going to stay here until some help comes.
Oh, I'd be helpless alone if I had a gun or something. Your knife.
Oh, why doesn't somebody come? Where are the police? I can't stand this.
Nobody will come. There's no one in these woods. They're buried out in the desert.
It was your idea to use this road. He wouldn't listen to me and stop for gas.
Help it. I got lost.
Oh, why don't you do something? Not just sit here waiting, waiting. Do something before we're murdered. Are you so helpless?
All right. I am going to do something. I'll go for help.
That's it. Get help. David, your hand. I saw it in the moonlight.
What is it?
Your wife is hysterical. Holding it. Long piece of broken glass, long and pointed. She left it. Watching. She's waiting for her.
Above the window. That's where she got it.
So what if I have it? I'm not going to sit here defenseless.
She's going to attack.
Don't be silly. It was all right for you to have a knife. Why can't I be armed for whatever may come?
Give me that broken glass.
Give it to you. Think I'm crazy? You couldn't protect us from anything.
David, what are you doing?
Why are you climbing over the seat? What are you...
I warn you. You're letting my wife be terrified. Give me that glass.
Stay away from me!
How are you going to put my wife with that broken glass?
No! No!
David!
David!
Give me that glass!
You're crazy! Let me alone!
Hold her, David. Come on, hold her.
Don't let her free.
Drop my arm.
You'll kill me.
Drop that glass.
You both gone crazy. Try to kill me.
Like you were going to murder us.
No, I wasn't.
Don't let her get free.
Hold her. Strong.
If you have a knife, then I'll have glass.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Candidate's entire ticket get into office?
Yes, sir, Senator. Along with the Autolite Safe Full Battery, the voters elected all of the 400 products made by Autolite for cars, trucks, planes, and boats in 28 plants coast to coast. These include complete electrical systems used as original factory equipment on many leading makes of America's finest cars. Generators, coils, distributors, voltage regulators, electric windshield wipers, wire and cable, starting motors, all engineered to fit together perfectly, work together perfectly, because they're a perfect team. So, friends, don't accept electrical parts supposed to be as good. Ask for and insist on Autolite original factory parts at your neighborhood service station, car dealer, garage, or repair shop. Remember, you're always right with Autolite. Next week on Suspense for your Thanksgiving holiday listening, Mr. Ozzie Nelson and Miss Harriet Hilliard as stars of Going, Going, Gone. And in the weeks to come, you will hear such famous stars as Van Heflin, Alan Ladd, and Cornell Wilde, all appearing in tales well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Suspense is produced and directed by Elliot Lewis, with music composed by Lucian Morawack and conducted by Lud Bluskin. On a Country Road was written for Suspense by Walter Bazaar.
And remember, next week on Suspense, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard in Going, Going, Gone.
Dealers present Mr. James Stewart in Mission Completed, a suspense play produced and edited by William Spear.
A-L-R-S-P. A-L-R-S-P. Hey, I'm the Autolite Resistor Spark Plug Salesman here.
I know, Harlow, but I'd like to get in a plug for the plug, too.
Well, let's have it again.
Sure.
A-L-R-S-P. Yes, A-L-R-S-P. Autolite Resistor Spark Plug. And only Autolite Resistor Spark Plugs have that exclusive built-in 10,000 ohm Autolite Resistor. That means 200% longer electrode life, less spark plug interference with radio and television. Why, with wide gap Autolite Resistor Spark Plugs, your engine idles smoother, runs better on leaner gas mixtures, actually saves you gas. So, friends, see your Autolite Spark Plug dealer and have him install a set of the new sensational Autolite Resistor Spark Plugs in your car. Remember, you're always right with Autolite.
And now, with the performance of James Stewart in Mission Completed, a special Pearl Harbor anniversary drama, Autolite hopes once again to keep you in suspense.
Are you all right for the night, Tom?
How do you know when he's all right?
Tom and I have a secret code, don't we, Tom? It blinks once for yes and twice for no. Are you okay, Tom? Night.
I've been okay ever since I got liberated from Sagamo Prison in Tokyo in 1945. Yeah, ever since I woke up in this veterans' hospital 4 years ago, I've been okay. I got nothing to do but lie flat on my back and let my eyes wander over the ceiling and look at Suki smiling down at me. Suki seems to smile down at me from the little plaster square of ceiling that reminds me of the prison yard in Sagamo. He can't help smiling and laughing because he knows I can't get at him. Suki knows I'm paralyzed. He knows I can only blink my eyes once for yes and twice for no. You see, Suki was in charge of the camp at Sagamo. He helped slaughter guys like Campbell and Jones, Mayberry, Evans, too many more to count. First he starved them until they couldn't crawl, and then he... Well, anyway, just before we got liberated, I fuzzed up in my mind. I couldn't remember anything. Sometime later, I woke up in a vet's hospital, California, USA. I've been on my back for 4 years staring at that little square. Well, once in a while, they dump me in a wheelchair and push me out into the sunshine, wheel me up and down the walk like I was a baby. Only babies can cry.
Today, Tom. Do we get down the walk to the ground or the sidewalk down by the florist shop? Just open your eyes wide if it's a sidewalk. Well, good. You'll see all the flowers. Oh, here comes Janet, Willie Murdoch. Remember him?
Hello, Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Janet. How you doing?
Getting in case for the dance tonight. Am I really?
Hiya, Tom.
I'll see you there.
Hi.
Isn't Janet a pretty girl? I'll bet you have a nice girl someplace. Come on now, haven't you? We're almost to the flower shop, Tom. Oh, see that man in the window? Isn't that a pretty bouquet you're getting together? Oh, look how tan he is. Oh, this is a good.
I'm sitting in a wheelchair, paralyzed, looking at a man on a flower shop window, and the man I'm looking at is Suki. My fingers that I haven't worked for 4 years are grabbing the arms of the wheelchair, and my legs are straining and pushing against the floor. The same legs I haven't used for 48 months. And I want to cry out, and I feel my tongue getting ready to...
Tom! Tom, what's the matter with you? Come on, Tom, now, relax. Maybe you don't like flowers. That's just like a man. Doesn't like flowers. You want to go home now, Tom?
It's Suki. A man in the flower shop window, and it's Suki. I know it is. If we can get closer, all I have to do is look at that scar down the side of his face. I gave him that scar on Sagamo.
Do you want to go home, Tom? Now, don't frown like that. Tom, what's the matter? Do you want to go closer? Okay, if you want to go closer to the flower shop.
It was Suki, all right. Yeah, it was Suki. We got real close to the shop, and I got a good look. The scar on his face stood out like a half moon. He was busy with flowers. Flowers? I couldn't imagine working with flowers. But it was Suki. And this time I didn't clench my fingers or strain my legs. I just lay back in the chair and relaxed. And I began to plan. I began a plan that I'd started the day I looked around and I found myself in a Jap prison camp. A plan that almost worked the day Suki got that scar. It didn't work that day. It's gonna work now.
I'll leave you here by the door a minute, Tom. And real quick, to bed. All right, Tom. Tom, how did you get moved over there? Didn't I leave you right here by the door? Tom, did you wheel yourself over there? Oh, ho, so that's it. Somebody came in here and gave you a push. One day you'll be pushing that chair around like mad, Tom. Just you wait. Just you wait. All right, now, we'll get ready for bed.
You ready for me?
Just about. Would you bring Dr. Benson here?
Okay.
Can't imagine who just walked in here and gave you a shove. Wouldn't it be funny if you did it yourself? Didn't know it.
You sent for me, Miss Rhodes.
Must have used his hands. He wheeled himself across the room.
How are you tonight, Tom? I think that sunshine is doing you some good. Tom, did you move yourself across the room? And if you did, blink your eyes once. If you didn't, blink them twice. No, you didn't do it, huh? That's all. Thank you, Tom.
I got myself in a jam already. It's funny how I grabbed those wheels instinctively. I guess I gave myself a shove. No, I'm in bed. I'm looking up at that little square. The hospital's quiet, except for Murdoch, where you can always hear him mumbling someplace far off. So then I'm turning over in my face in bed, moving muscles I haven't moved for 4 long years. In a moment, I was sitting up. I was trying to light my own cigarette. But then I got so exhausted, I decided to wait till the next night. And it was the same thing over again. Night after night, I practiced at being alive. 10 days later, I got out of bed and I stood up. 2 weeks later, I was so strong that I walked around the room 10 times. I never felt better in my life. That night, I nearly got caught. I was sitting in my chair, smoking a cigarette. I scrambled into bed.
Sleep, Tom? You've been having visitors, Tom. Air is full of smoke. Tom, are you asleep?
Oh, yeah, that's a close one. Well, nothing ever came of it, though, but I was more careful after that. A week went by. Every day brought me closer and closer to Suki. And Suki closer and closer to some of his own medicine right back in his face. And then something happened that spoiled everything.
Tom, we've got good news for you this morning.
Look how wide his eyes are. You better not keep him waiting.
Tom, you're getting out of here. We're moving you to within 20 miles of your old hometown. You're going to Colville Hospital.
Better tell him when.
Yes. Tomorrow morning.
everything you like. Tom, what's the matter?
Suki was laughing now. He stood on that little square in the ceiling and he laughed down at me because he knew I was going away and I'd never get it. So they were shipping me out on Sunday. Yeah. And tomorrow was Sunday. It might work and it might not. But if it did, it would bring Suki right into my room. You see, the plan wouldn't work except today was Saturday. Today was Saturday. And right the day before they were shipping me to Colville, 3,000 miles away. Today, yeah, today was Saturday. And on Saturday...
This is your last spin around the ground, Tom. And here comes Jackie. I'll bet you forgot this was Saturday and Jackie's out of school. And he's going to play Mr. Wheelchair Conductor. Oh, Jackie, you ready to take over?
Sure thing, Miss Rose.
Now get him lots of fun and keep him up full time. Then when you're through, you can help Janet with Murdoch.
Yes, Miss Rose.
Now, see you later. You'll be careful.
You bet.
All right, kid, you can stop.
What? Did you say something?
I said stop right here.
Gosh, I didn't know you could talk, mister. Well, sure, I'll stop right here, but maybe I'd better get an order.
Now, stay right here and shut up. You listen to me. You and I are going to have a little secret. Are you with me?
What kind of a secret?
You just don't say anything about what you see or hear until tomorrow. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to help a soldier or are you going to spill everything?
What? Well, I'll help, of course.
All right, now. Now, keep pushing me until we get down to that tavern, and then push me in that little alcove there. Come on, come on, come on. What are we waiting for? Hurry up.
Yeah, mister. Yeah, but I shouldn't be doing this, should I?
Yeah, it's the best thing you ever did. Now, go into that tavern and get me $3 worth of quarters. Here's $3. I'm going to use this phone. Don't get any funny ideas about calling the hospital. You're working with me, aren't you, kid?
Well, I guess so.
All right, now. I'm going to watch you through the glass of this phone booth. Stay right out there where I can see you. Get me?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, here goes.
You shouldn't get up. Hey, don't try to get off of your wheelchair.
Already out. All right, now stand right there. Stand where I can see you.
Long distance.
I want to talk to Bill Mason at Mason's Real Estate Office in San Bernardino.
What is your name, please?
My name's Tom Warner.
That will be $1.25 for 3 minutes.
$1?
Please deposit $1.25 for 3 minutes.
$1.25.
Here is your party.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, who's this?
Tom. Tom Warner.
Oh, you're kidding. Who is this?
Tom, it's Tom, you dope.
What's the matter?
What's the matter?
Just can't get it through my thick head. That's all. Last time I heard about you.
I know. But it's all over now. I'm alive. Now, Bill, listen to me. Now, listen close. Listen awful close, Bill. Bill, Suki's alive.
Suki?
Yeah, Suki. He's working in a flower shop in the hospital here.
Are you crazy?
Now, no, I've seen him. I've watched him. I've noticed all his gestures. Yeah, he's got that scar I gave him right on the side of his face. Hey, are you listening?
Yeah, go on.
Now, I want you to get a hold of Curly. And tonight, the three of us will blast him right out of the face of the earth.
Tom, are you okay?
What's the matter with you? I found Suki. He's here right in the United States where we can get at him.
Well, if you're sure it's Suki, why don't you call the cops or the FBI?
Because I know what'll happen to him then. He'll end up in American jail. He'll have a nice soft bed to sleep in. He'll get three good hot meals a day. And he'll get all the comforts of home. Look what he gave to us. Done in your life, Bill. Now, look, if you start driving right now, you can be here by 9 o'clock.
Tom, the war's over. I forgot all that stuff a long time ago. I want you to forget it, too.
Sure. And you can forget it all if you want to. I know why you're forgetting it. It's because you're a chicken, that's why. You haven't got the guts to face him, and your lousy yell on your backbone has turned to a sponge. I only wish Mayberry and Evans were all here to listen to the lousy rot that was dripping out of you.
Tom, what's the matter?
out.
Oh, hang on, Tom, hang on. What place are you calling from, Tom? Tom.
Look at him. Nothing
broken. Look,
toilet on the head.
Where are you, Tom?
Wouldn't you like to know?
James Stewart in Mission Completed. Tonight's production in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
We'll call time from the SALRSPS, Cell Autolite Resistor Spark Plug Society.
Oh, yes, yes, I'm a charter member. Since I've been on the job, millions and millions of Autolite Resistor Spark Plugs have been sold.
Sure, we know, and that's why we decided to award you the Velvet Hammer.
The Velvet Hammer?
Yes, it's for nailing down sales with subtle finesse.
Don't need one. Autolite Resistor Spark Plugs are so good they sell themselves. Why, those worthy wizards of cars, Autolite Resistor Spark Plugs mean faster starts at low temperatures. With that exclusive built-in 10,000 ohm Autolite Resistor, Autolite Resistor Spark Plugs let your engine idle smoother, run better on leaner gas mixtures, save you gas. And friends, Autolite Resistor Spark Plugs have 200% longer electrode life. Cut down on spark plug interference with radio and television. So stop at your neighborhood Autolite dealers and have him install a set of the wide gap Autolite resistor spark plugs or the famous regular type Autolite spark plug, long recognized for dependability. Remember, either way, you're always right with Autolite.
And now, Autolite brings back to our Hollywood soundstage our star, James Stewart, in Mission Completed, a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Tom, can you hear me?
Help me, kid.
Gee, you shouldn't have got up, mister. There, why, brace the chair just like that.
Yeah, I'll be all right. Maybe I need a little air.
Gee, look as wet as a sheet.
I don't say anything about this, kid. Just keep your mouth shut for the more, will you? Tomorrow morning, I'll be going away. You promise me that?
Well, okay.
Okay, now, take me home, huh?
Yes, sir.
I was back in my room, flattened out like a pancake. And the bed in the room kept spinning around and stay still. Pretty soon I got a sort of a second wind. I decided to try to get up out of bed. I found I could get up okay. I was awful weak. I'd just about given up my plan when I happened to look out the window. The day watchman was changing places with the night patrolman, and the item that caught my eye was a big, fat revolver bulging at the man's side. Maybe my plan would work after all. I didn't need to be Bill Mason and Curly and anybody else. All I needed was my two hands, a little luck. Maybe I'd have to make another phone call. Well, there's a phone on this floor right in front of Murdoch's door.
Dr. Benson.
Oh, yes, doctor.
Would you send a bouquet of flowers? Roses. A lot of big roses, up to 411. See, one of the patients is leaving, and we'd like to make him feel good. It's kind of a surprise just before he goes to sleep, and the ward's quiet. You see, about 9 o'clock this evening.
Okie dokie. You want some fern to go with it?
Yeah. I think that'd be nice. Just a minute. Who delivers at that hour? Have you got someone?
Oh, I deliver myself. Before I close up. Okie dokie.
All right, thank you.
I just got the phone back on the hook when Dr. Benson and two nurses came walking along. Like a shot, I dropped to the floor of the phone booth and I tried to double up like an accordion. My heart beat so loudly, I was afraid they'd hear it. But drowning out my heart was Murdoch saying something.
Hey, Tom's on the phone.
Don't be silly.
Yeah.
My breath. got out. I got the door open. I almost fell across the hall into my room. I lay back in bed, gasping and waiting for my pulse to get back to normal. It was 8 o'clock. Getting dark outside. The only sound was the clock ticking in the hall. I was getting all the breaks. Summer shower had just come up. Light wind blowing. I got down the hall all right and through the solarium to the fire escape. It was easy going down, hugging the shadows. Pretty soon I was at the bottom. I spotted the patrolman sitting under the little eaves of the tool shed. He was trying to keep out of the rain. My hand closed around a broken brick that had fallen off the building. I crept up and back of him. I got the brick ready to smash him on the head when I suddenly realized he was asleep. I took a step real close. And I had his revolver, and I was pointing it right into his eyes, which was still blinking off from sleep. And he muttered, and then he started to yell.
One little whisper, and this goes off right in your face. Now get up and get into that tool shed. Sure. Open the door and crawl in. Come on, quick. All right, I'll take this as a piece of tape. Tie your feet together. Come on, hurry up. Tight, hurry.
What are you trying to do, fella?
Shut up. Do as I say. I made him tie his feet together with a piece of tape and lie flat in his face while I wound long strips of tape around his wrist.
Take it easy.
I tied his wrist together and then I hog-tied his wrist and his feet and pulled them up tight behind him. Then I turned him over on his side and I crammed two handkerchiefs into his mouth. Put long strips of tape around those. The rain was coming down in buckets as it made my way back to the fire escape. I made the first two flights. I'm hit for it. I slid on my face out cold. I don't know how long I lay there on those iron bars of the fire escape. Long for my plans. Now, there was nobody in the hall, so I ran for it. Still nobody in the hall. Still nobody. Nobody in my room. I slid open the door and I started for bed. The bed met me halfway, and I lay there soaking wet with a gun sticking out of my pocket. I spun the cylinder. I saw 6.45 caliber bullets. 15 minutes went by. Then it was 9 o'clock. The ward was very quiet. You could have heard a pin drop. Nothing sounded until I heard the sound of the elevator. And it's stopping on 4. Someone had got out of the elevator and was padding down the hall. And it was the same little shuffle I'd heard every day for 3 years in a bug-infested hellhole called the prison camp. Yeah. Same footsteps, the footsteps I used to turn my brain to water and send my heart right down to my shoes. The footsteps that meant someone was going to get it. And I wanted to yell and scream. Come on, Suki, it's different now. Come on, Suki. I'm waiting for you. I couldn't breathe very good. Every breath. I took ground off Suki's feet. So I just took a little short breath. And I waited. And I had to grab the revolver with both hands to keep it steady. Suki was getting closer, and so I released the safety catch, and I tried to keep my wobbly hand steady. He was almost here now. The knob was turning in the door.
Suki! Suki! This is for Campbell, and this is for Joe, and this is for Mayberry and Evans and Murphy!
Suki in your mind. He's dead in your mind.
can forget him now, Tom.
I think I better sit down.
Miss Rhodes, shove that wheelchair out of the room. You can sit in a chair, Tom, but not in a wheelchair. You're through with that for good.
What?
Now, Jimmy, are you all right?
Yes, Doctor.
No powder burns?
No, I'm fine, Doctor.
Good, good. Now, Tom. Tom, I want you to meet Jimmy Cato, who works in our flower shop here, and who was Lieutenant Cato of the armed forces in Italy not so long ago.
Yeah, I killed Sugi. I killed
yes,
Sugi.
Yes, yes. In your mind, you killed Sugi, Tom, and you're okay now. The man you thought was Sugi was Jimmy Cato. He was born and raised here in this community, and he has almost as many medals as you have. Now, I want you to shake hands with him.
I'm paralyzed. All I can do is blink my eyes.
No, you are not, Tom. You are going to shake hands with Jimmy and thank him.
Oh, Cato, I'm sorry.
Oh, nothing to be sorry about. When Dr. Benson told me about your reaction the day you saw me, I was glad to help out.
You see, Tom, we're pretty thorough here. When you thought you saw Sugi, Miss Rhodes made a notation that you flexed muscles you hadn't commanded for nearly 4 years. And so we went from there.
Well, you must have thick skin, Cato. I'm pretty good shot.
No. The patrolmen on the grounds here, Tom, always carry blanks, no bullets. You're going home tomorrow, Tom. Well on the way to complete recovery. And in your mind, there's a big X mark, canceling out a nightmare of 4 years' duration. And written in huge letters is a beautiful sign, Tom. And it says to you, once and for all, mission completed.